What up, what up, everybody? Welcome, welcome once again. It's Monday night. We are back here, Beat Refinery Monday Night Live Show. As always, we have the 9 at 9 DJ podcast crew, myself, DJ Geometric, Sean J, Stylist Chris, as one, and of course, Doc Blust. And we are doing our Guilty Pleasures music playlist show. We got special guests here tonight. We got Jerome Baker III.
Straight out of D.C.
What up?
What's good, fellas? How's everybody doing? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man.
Thank you for being here.
But as the title of this show, this playlist show, it is called Guilty Pleasures. So we are all going to list down our top five Guilty Pleasure songs of all time, I guess. And we're going to go, there's going to be six of us. There's five rounds. We're all going to just list down our top fives and take turns. So any last words, fellas? Because we're about to like show our cards here.
I feel like we should define this first.
Well, yeah, I think we got to put a little bit of context to this whole thing for sure. Because
what's up, Mateo?
As you guys know, a lot of DJs play whatever they have to play based on the gig that they have. It's a guilty as charged. Every one of us on this panel, I'm sure they have. We've all played a gig like that. Guilty as charged. Every one of us on this panel, I'm sure they have. We've all played a gig like that. Guilty as charged. Every one of us on this panel, I'm sure they have. We've all played a gig like that. Guilty as charged.
Are we in Endless Loop?
Yeah, what happened there, man?
All right, that was me. I crushed the loop, though. Are we back? Good?
Yo, Art.
What was that?
Art, seriously, man, you're going to have to drink a coffee or something before these shows so that your mind is right.
I got a lot going on.
You're just starting to like jam and
you guys didn't check the chat, so I had to open up the Twitch, and then the Twitch started playing the video, so I had to mute the Twitch.
Superfly TNT, you can thank our audio guy for that nice
for that beautiful audio loop.
I'm the main guy, and I screwed that up. Shouts to Superfly TNT, though.
Anyway, we've all had to play these gigs, and you play songs that you don't necessarily want to play. But at the end of the day, every person has those guilty pleasure songs. Now, some people's guilty pleasures might be, you know, not as pop hitting or club hitting or whatever, and some of them are going to be like top of the charts. And the thing about a good guilty pleasure song is you will defend it because you actually like it. So there's going to be a lot of like people probably laughing at each other, clowning each other, but that's the whole part of a guilty pleasure. That's why you feel guilty liking the damn song in the first place. So
wow, that's a good way to break it down.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is, bro. And a lot of these songs probably for a lot of us come from our youth, where you're not as like cool to things, or you know, it could definitely be, you know, some slow dance at the roller rink jams. For some of us older gentlemen in the room, I know a lot of my guilty pleasure songs came from couple skate for sure.
What's a roller rink?
I gotta say, back when TVs were black and white.
They're coming back though.
Not that.
That's like
back when they had generations
Ultra Zone. If anyone's in the, I got a couple from Ultra Zone.
The hell's all? What is on Ultra Zone?
Yeah, what is Ultra Zone?
Well, okay. I didn't mean to interrupt.
But no, it's
Ultra Zone was like. The DMV's like very first laser tag joint, like
laser tag.
So everyone have their birthday. You know, you're in elementary school. You want to have like a super awesome birthday. You go to Ultra Zone. You know, get a pizza, play a game, and open presents all at Ultra Zone. There's like an arcade. It was hype.
I grew up in the Chuck E. Cheese era.
Yeah,
Chuck E. Cheese for real.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I was going to Chuck E. Cheese too, but Ultra Zone was.
Yo, the Chuck E. Cheese that I used to go to had the old school Star Wars arcade game.
Cool.
Where you just like all lines and everything else. That's
forget that.
My favorite game back then.
The old school Simpsons video game.
Oh wow!
They had a video game.
It was awesome.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Four character. You could pick Homer, Marge.
Bart or Lisa,
and it was one of those four controller games where like four people can come up and play.
You get real overwhelming really quickly. But anyway, so we definitely lost the topic on this one.
Sorry,
no, but that's what it is. It's nostalgia. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely part of it. for sure. I'm, you know, we got for you guys that don't know, if you've been living somewhere outside of the music lovers zone and don't know who Jerome Baker the Third is by now, please make sure you give Jerome a follow. This is one of the, you know, the tastemakers of not only DC, but really, you know,
I'm going to give him his flowers right now, man. Jerome, you're one of my top five DMV DJs that I like to listen to.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I've heard several people say that. So, boom. Keep that one in your back pocket.
Nah, thank you guys. I appreciate it, man.
That's partly why we wanted you on the Guilty Pleasure Show. Because it's because, you know, people that are known for having really good taste, you also want to see, you know, where their kind of soft spot is, where the weakness is, where the kryptonite shows up.
For sure. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's go. Let's do it all.
All right, so let's start it up. Let's start it different this week. Let's start it with let's go like with Doc, maybe. Doc, ooh, you ready to start?
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, we were just talking about Ultrazone. I guess I'll throw this one in there.
This song,
Ultrazone was like the joint, the spot when you're in like elementary school, middle school, 90s, like 2000s, and I feel like this song got me into this style of music. It was dancey but poppy, so let's see if you guys recognize it.
Well, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that's
so 90s. So
90s. Everything he sees is just,
and you know this one's gonna pop up, man.
Inside and outside, blue his house.
And you know what's funny? This song is really it's back again, even with like the young kids, with like my like the third, fourth graders know this song right now.
Yeah.
We
just gotta hear this drop right here.
Do it.
I'm moved out the deep down the valley. I'm a deep down the guy. I'm a deep down the guy.
That was a perfect introduction.
That's a perfect first song, right?
I heard Zach. I was in Zach's stream the other day. Four Color Zach, by the way. That's what I'm talking about. And he played some crazy bass version.
Oh wow!
I think he even made it. I'm not sure who made it, but that thing was nuts, man. Like,
there actually, I had a hard time finding the original mix. There's several different remixes.
Yeah, yeah, the kids do eat this stuff up super fly.
Yeah, but so Ultrazone was kind of like a kid's club too, because all the lights would be off and it's all laser tag, but there'd be like strobe lights, black lights, and like they'd blast the music. And I do remember like this song came out once. I was like, this is my favorite song. I didn't want to play anywhere. I just wanted to dance.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Who's next?
No, senpai.
Gio, you ready to go?
Senpai, welcome.
Yeah, I can go right now. Yeah. So for my first song, I'm picking out songs that spark up nostalgia and like a lot of memories for me. So like the first one, backstory. I moved to the U.S. from the Philippines back in '88, and you know, I wasn't really familiar with a lot of hip hop before moving here. And then basically the first hip hop song I've ever bought. My mom didn't want to buy me a whole cassette album, so I used to get those cassette singles.
It's too much
for my Walkman, which is like. And I had like one of those, my first Sony Walkmans, if you guys remember that, like with the red and yellow
those.
Combos.
I remember those so black well. And yellow?
Sport. Yeah, but black. No, it's red and yellow.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is the very, very first song, 88, and I played this whole song out throughout the whole summer. And here we go.
All the same, no matter time.
Nice.
They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to
argue. Shout to Jazzy Jeff, he just had a birthday recently.
Right?
So what did your mom think about it? She's like, oh, this pop.
So yeah.
Damn, Brian, this pop.
Jazzy Jeff from Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand, but like, you know, back in the day, that was a corny song,
very corny.
Oh yeah,
you know, like even
yeah.
like through, I don't know, throughout the whole '90s, everybody thought Will Smith was very, very corny. So
yeah,
oh man, yeah,
I mean, I don't know if it tops right now, but you know, I was a kid listening to like one of my very first hip hop songs, and that was like my first experience, you know, with hip hop really for when I moved to the U.S.
Wow, dope. That's cool, man. And that song, so that song, like literally, I guess you hear it and it takes you back that far.
It does. Because my mom bought me a cassette single, so I played that out like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first cassette that my stepdad actually bought it for me, and it was Crisscross.
Jump?
Yeah, no, it was the whole tape. It was the album. It was the whole album, the Crisscross.
Oh, you got lucky.
I got lucky, man. But oh, you better believe I was like, Mom, I'm going to miss the bus. And she'd be like, what? I'd be like, oh, that's something I
won't ever understand. What are you talking
about? Miss the bus. Oh. She'd be like, what are you talking about, kid? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, do you guys remember Hit Clips, by the way? Shout out to Hit Clips.
What is that?
What?
This is where the age difference comes in, and I'm like, I remember that, but I remember being like, oh, that's for the kids.
Is that on the internet or is that like TV?
Okay, all right. Well, Hit Clips were like,
yeah, explain it.
Like not too far away from the Walkman, but it would be like the kind of like before iPods. Also, they're like these little
weird transition.
Dude, I barely remember those. You know what I did? I was on though when I used to work at Tower Records in Rockville, down in Rockville Pike. My man Keir Johnson, shouts to Keir Johnson. He's like this epic legend skate filming dude. He put me on to mini discs. He was like, bro, mini discs is the way. And especially because I was a DJ, he was like, you can record your stuff to this. You can get a mic. You can record other stuff.
Yeah, the mini disc recorders.
You could just make your own mixes, you know. And I was recording internet battles. I remember I found a mini disc. It says 2004 DMC World Finals. Wow. It's audio that I recorded from the stream, I think. It was like, or like the internet. I have no idea.
Well, why don't you show us what's in your mini disc right now?
Pause.
Play one of your guilty pleasures.
All right. So I guess I can explain this one. I have plenty that are similar. I guess the rest of them are going to be kind of like things that, you know, I guess will take me back and where I grew up. But I will just start with a newer one. I was shopping during the first lockdown. I think it was 2 months into it. I was at the grocery store and I don't know what I was looking for. It doesn't matter. But I remember I was at the Safeway in Kensington, Old Town Kensington. And I heard this on the radio. I heard this on the PA. I Shazammed it. I went into my car and I played it over and over and over again. Like over and over again. Because I love guitar music. I love pop music. I love just songwriting. Showing up and shooting down everybody. You're classic in the wrong way. And I'll go to the chorus here. Know the end of the story. Well, it's like relatable. Someone who kills the buzz every time they open up their mouth. You guys know that guy. Yeah, everyone knows someone who thinks they're cooler than everybody else. And I think we've seen enough.
Where was this at, Art, that you heard this?
Safeway.
I'm at Safeway, bro.
Oh, man.
Yo, he's in it.
All right.
I can imagine myself in a Safeway right now.
Hey, Art, man. It's this right here. Yeah, for you, man.
Yeah, so that's like more like country. It's country pop. So this Kacey Musgraves, she's a country artist, but she's definitely.
Yo, what's up, Stargazer?
She's one of those like left country artists. She kind of doesn't conform to like the way they want country to remain. She just does her own thing. She's kitschy, quirky. But yeah, Kacey Musgraves, High Horse, good song.
Nice.
Random thing, but if you go to some particular. Especially in the, I think like in the south of Virginia, you go to some Sheetz and sometimes they will be bumping jams at the Sheetz when you're pumping.
Sheetz is the ultimate.
Sheetz has like, I've heard some like really, really interesting things where I'm like, wait,
this you roll in there, get some right good now? Music, some fried macaroni and cheese at the same time. Come on, son.
Sheets is the late night.
And it's cheap. And it's cheap.
Here's the real question. Sheets or Wawa?
Dude, sheets. Oh, sheets all day. Sheets all day.
It's the go-to move, honestly, on like a bike tour, traveling
kind of guy, but you know, to each his own.
All right, Sean J.
All right. I'm realizing when I heard arts, I got too many along that line, so I can't throw no shade. But let's talk about back in the day for a second, because every DJ can appreciate this, especially if you play instrumental music. First time I heard this song, I was listening to the lyrics, and I was like, it was on the radio. Some DJ was playing it. I didn't know who the artist was. I was trying to figure out how can I find this song.
Oh, you should know.
And so I was listening to it every single day during the midday drive. I was at school with my Walkman on or whatever. And at no point in the song do they say clear, like, this is the title. So I was obsessed with this.
What's the name? What was the name of the song?
I couldn't find out the name for like 10 years.
What did you call it? You know,
it was like that song that's like At Night I Think of You. I didn't know what else to like.
I think you're thinking. It's the part where it goes, boy, you should know.
That's the only part of it where they say the title. So Ghost Town DJs, my boo. Way too many years went by before I even knew the name of that song.
That's funny. I can't believe you just admitted it.
Well, and that song's interesting because I think at first when it came out, it was just like it wasn't known the way it is now through the viral sensation of that video. It was known like if you were listening to definitely black dance music at the time that came out, and like that would be something that came on in downtown locker room probably when ran through there, and like it was a jam. And then I don't think it, you know, it probably didn't, for me, didn't cross into guilty pleasure status until after the viral sensation of it.
Well, that's true, but like really also making, you know, that song was mixed with, like, you know, back then with like what is it, Freak Nasty, you know,
right,
like anything like Miami bass or like, you know, 95
and
South,
you know, specifically 69 in that pocket, Boys.
That's probably
the
like,
time I heard it was on the radio in the DJ mix sets.
Right, you would play, they would play that, then they would like the Shorty Swing My Way, you know what I'm saying?
So
like
that little run.
That little 1-2, I mean, let's keep it real. I'll do that tonight if I have to. You know what I mean? But you know, yeah, for sure. That's a classic. I went to Atlanta 97 on a college tour, and like I saw that song like happen, and I was like, oh, this is like a real jam. I had never heard of it before. You know what I'm saying? And
nice.
when I saw it at Morehouse, I was like, oh, this is like there's like people like this song a lot. You know, so that's a jam for sure.
Yeah, back then, depending on the region that you lived in, some people loved it, some people hated it.
But, right.
I mean, now it's like a classic.
Now it's a classic.
Yeah, now it's eternity status.
That's also the interesting thing of a song that might, you know, start off in one direction and age better than you would expect it to, you know, to be
Shout
like,
to Ghost Town DJs. I found them on Instagram last year, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm following them on Instagram and Twitch.
they'll be the next ones in a Geico commercial. Like,
you know. Yo, that commercial's hilarious.
It's the Geico commercial. Well,
there it is.
It's going to be a true
like,
guilty pleasure.
Yeah, that's their whole theme, right? So this, I'll go next, and we'll have our host, our guest, I mean, close us out. So we definitely this song is like from my youth. It definitely crossed over into dance scenes, into the roller rinks and stuff. And it's certainly, when I think of 80s, like a song that people would probably laugh about, for me, it just makes me feel good.
Break down, don't stop, do I?
Get it,
now you found the break to make a land. You've got to find a way that you want to say. Break out.
Good.
I'm 5 after this.
It's the horns, man.
Those horns. I'll start with the 80s. I'm going to bring one from all the different
eras. Is that their only hit?
Swing Out Sister? I mean, yeah. I think so. Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
I remember they sounded very, very new wave back then. Like, yeah. There's some songs that probably didn't hit as good as it did in the Philippines.
It just hits different.
Well, and also, like, coming from a hip-hop background, especially being young, and you don't want to look like you're corny, that's like a song that you're, like, kind of keeping around in your pocket. Like, I don't want anybody to hear me blasting this on my boombox, but I really like this song. And it's a good one. It's a fun jam.
Oh, somebody's auntie is up and moving.
That's awesome. Now you're doing it right.
Yeah.
When auntie's hitting the two-step. Job well done.
It's a beautiful thing.
Stargazer. The one I remember is Surrender. That's another swing out. There we go. Hit, but
Stargazer with the knowledge once again.
Maybe it didn't hit.
Fly TNT. Yeah, breakout. All right. Our guest, our man Jerome. What you got?
Yeah, man. So this first one, I think I was like super into hip hop. Super just like. I might have been to the East Coast. I think I was in Virginia going to school when this came out. It was like, I'd see like the Neptunes every day across the street from school. Like it was hip hop. You know what I mean? Like my roommates were like fake thugs because they came to college and wanted to be thugs all of a sudden. And I'm over here like, yo, this is my joint right here. So whenever you're ready, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
One lift. You're right, best trip always. I know you're
these guys wanted to, or what's his name? He really wanted the English accent on, didn't he?
Waiting, commiserating. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me up.
Yes,
yeah, that was, that's you know, awesome. 1999, 2000, I was just on the East Coast and like, you know, hip hop all day, you know, like it was just Virginia's like an extra New York City borough. And yeah. I'm over here like, yo, y'all hear that new Blink-182? Yo, this joint's cracking me. They're like, yo, what are you talking about? And I'm just like, yeah, you know.
You loved it probably because of the energy of the song, you know?
I'm not going to lie. I was trying to think of that song like to put into this list. And it escaped me, but I'm so glad you put it in the list. For me, it stood out because of this song. This movie that came out, Clock Stoppers, I think.
Oh,
I think it was like where they I had these watches that they could like speed up real like time real fast, and then like
no, I remember pause the world.
And then they had. Like, I don't know. That's where it came out for me.
Man,
so, yeah,
you know that song is huge right now, man. Like as far as like you know, like doing you know, like corporate parties and weddings, man. It's gone back like the past.
Oh, it goes crazy! It goes crazy.
Oh, 3 or 4 years I've been playing that.
Dude, wedding, bro,
it's so parties? Good, man.
Hits.
I played it. I was DJing at the Redskins Stadium last year during the season. It's Club St. E's in DC. They have like a party that goes on during the football game. So. One night they were just like, yo, play like, go, just play some, you know, they'd be like, oh, play some different stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, y'all play some different stuff? Yeah. Game all that? Yo, you see 300 people in, like, chains and bottles coming out to, like, Blink-182 and, like, some 41. And I'm like, I'm looking at them like, yo, y'all are brand new tonight. Like, oh, I get it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah man, you're right.
For sure.
Oh,
man.
Those are the best Hail Marys. When you get told do something different, oh,
different.
They
be like, yo, Rome, play that different stuff, yo. You know, play that stuff you play. Like, oh yeah, all right, let's
go. Oh yeah.
Well, and you know, while we're on the topic, I think that's you know something I think we all appreciate about you, Jerome, is like the spots that you've been booked to play at over the years, where you would look in if you were just coming from out of town and you walked into like. Some of the with the Tuesday night joints, you know, and you're like, oh wow, this is a straight up hip hop crowd. And then the next thing that happens is you're playing MGMT or something like.
Yeah, absolutely,
like, that's yeah. What like I used to I when it. I first like really started seeing you DJ a lot, you know, at least where I could catch you. It was like, man, it was like that's what a DJ is supposed to do. It's supposed to educate people and also let them know that. you can still be hip hop and not have to hear 4 hours of straight hip hop music.
And, yes.
And like, and you've been a great ambassador of that as a DJ to like not only get a crowd to understand, but then also to know how to tap into like, you know what? I bet I can play this and they're going to go nuts. And where most right DJs way. Would be scared. They would be too nervous. Like, am I going to get a Heineken thrown at me if I play this? Or am I going to be the fine line between getting a Heineken thrown or being like, that's the dopest DJ I've ever heard.
Right. Heineken bottles hurt, man, too.
It's a fine line.
They're thick. They're thick. And the plastic used to make those bottles are really thick, guys. I don't know if you guys were aware of that.
Oh, I'm aware.
I appreciate that, Chris, for sure.
I think I've gotten a bottle thrown at me before, man. I think it's a Heineken bottle.
Sounds like she has some scars.
All right, man. Round number one is done. Let's go with round number two. Let's go, Adrian.
All right. So I'm going to maybe open up the definition here, guilty pleasure. This is a song that I wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't necessarily play at a club or anything, but it's a song that for me stands out that actually defined like the way that I watch TV, the way that I listen to music. I just thought this song like bumped and it was like, I think this is the most badass theme song out there.
By the science guy.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Science rules.
Bill Nye on TikTok. Bill Nye killing the TikTok science.
I can't believe this just happened.
I mean, seriously, though, that theme song just gets you stoked for like for whatever's gonna happen. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna learn now.
And that's why we got Doc Blessed on the show.
Wow. Yeah. I never thought of Bill Nye Science Guy theme song would be played on this channel.
When I first got my synthesizer like way back, I tried to like copy that song. That's how much I liked it. I was like, how do you do that? I gotta make that.
Hey, real talk though, when the Nationals hosted the All-Star game in 2018 and they did the celebrity softball and they're announcing all these incredible celebrities, nobody got a bigger round of applause than Bill Nye the Science Guy. Wow. Hands down,
he's the man.
Like that's people facts. Went crazy, yeah, but way more than like high. You know, I'm talking like big time Hollywood celebrities on there. Bill Nye crushed them all.
Yeah.
And he's still crushing it.
Bill Nye, no scandals since ever. So,
oh yeah, there you go.
He's okay with me. He's really about that science life. He's like,
that was hey, a good one, no
scandals. I'm old. I'm all about that science life, guys.
Yeah, he's still making amazing videos.
Yeah, he's on TikTok. What?
He's on Netflix, right? Show. Like, didn't he have who redid his theme song on the Netflix show? Why am I drawing a blank? One of the oddball guys.
Somebody's got to find this and put it in the checks. I need to see.
Yeah.
Mike Green hit this one.
I'm forgetting his name. But anyways, I'm up. So for my second song, my second guilty pleasure song, this goes back like early 90s. Like my sister and I had like an inside joke about this every time this song comes up. So like back then, early 90s, one of my older brothers just broke up with his girlfriend. And he was just like, you know, ranting, crying about it, blah, blah, blah. And then like during that time, like we were all watching, dude. I think we were watching VH1, like music videos. So this song came on and we were like listening. My sister and I were listening to this song. And it's like, oh my God, this is like his theme song right now. So ever since then, every time there's like a bad news within the family or like a breakup in the family, my sister and I would always look at each other. It's like, we know what song is going through our head.
Okay.
So this is the song right here. It's Go West, King of Wishful Thinking.
Oh, boy. Movie was this on too? It was it's been in a couple
movies, I think. That you
kiss me. In the 50s or 90s. This reminds me of like Young Fine.
So this so we're always thinking about this part right here.
Yeah, that was definitely in my like crate of things to select from that I didn't select.
You know what's crazy? Who did it? Paul Rudd and Jimmy Fallon, I think. Look it up on Google, but they redid the music video. Because first of all, the music video was like really crazy, ridiculous. Anyways, but they redid it, and they had the Roots in there too. As they played that the band, the rest of the band. But
Caroline says Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator. There you go.
That's awesome.
Why I forgot his name.
He did a remake of that theme song.
I think so. I think he, yeah, for the Netflix show, for the Netflix.
For real?
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Fact, is that a fact check, DJ Powerline? He's fact checking us now.
Do it.
Yeah, you guys, for those that aren't online, you keyboard warriors, definitely fact check us, man.
And DJ Powerline, man, thank you for the follow.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for the follow. Welcome
DJ Powerline.
As one, you're up.
You get a single. Okay. I'm not going to say anything until after. I'm just going to hit the first key point, hit the second one, and we'll vibe.
No!
But it means everything. You know I'm such a fool for you.
Yeah.
Have you wrapped around your finger? Do you have to let it linger?
You have to?
Do you have to let it linger?
Yeah, I mean,
hell yeah, you have to.
Dude, the Cranberries. I mean, for me, I think like we were talking about this, the association with my name. You know, people, I guess the stigma is that, well, not even stigma. It's like what I'm known for is just like being a hip hop scratch DJ dude. But like before I got into hip, I tell people every day, hip hop changed my life because like it did. But before I got into all that, I was super cheesy. Like, Ease, you know what? In the DMC battle, Ease said it in the thing. He was like, yo, I know you're soft, dude. And I was like, why would I say that? Like, do I come off that way? But then deep down inside, I was like, he's right. I love Linger. Like, if that song comes on the car and I'm by myself, bro, forget about it. I'm tearing. I'm crying.
Ease knows too much.
RG is like, we're in an alternate universe right now.
Yo, thank you, Tyson, for the subscribe.
Ike Hayes, thank you for the follow.
Appreciate the follows. Appreciate you enduring our guilty pleasures. This is amazing so far.
Yeah.
Sean J, you're next, right?
Doc Bless set me up perfectly for this one.
Fresh out the box. Stop. Look and watch. Ready yet? Get set. It's all that.
Linger. Cranberries.
All that. Listen. All that. Listen. Just an intro. Mine. Do it all the time.
Fresh out the box. Stop. Look and watch.
All right, that's enough of that right there.
Watch.
That was the greatest intro of any 90s TV show ever. When I was going through my list, I was thinking, all right, what are songs that hit me with that, like, ooh, this is corny, because my sister and I danced around the house to it. That's the top of the list right there.
Hell yeah.
Every day when it came on, it was like Friday nights, I think. Boom, right there.
What show was that?
All that theme song. That's so 90s.
That so good doesn't even sound like a theme song.
It's Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon?
Oh, hell yeah. Dang, Nickelodeon.
I might have missed that.
That was like right when all that, I think, was the debut for Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell. Okay. And then they like went on to do Kenan and Kel after that.
Yeah,
the Keenan and Kel theme song had Coolio. Yeah, man, that was a whole pocket. That was a whole vibe.
We are living.
Living Single did have a good 90s intro.
Oh, yeah.
Great intro. Great intro. Yeah.
Awesome intro. You heard it? Like, I haven't heard about it in years, and I just said it. I literally just sang it. Like, that's how you know you have a good, like, you know, theme song.
All facts. No. Everybody in the chat that's like, yep, that's the one. I still know the word.
Did that show come on before Clarissa Explains It All?
That was a totally different network. You're talking about Nickelodeon. Yo, if you're talking about Clarissa Explains It All, what about Alex Mack? You guys remember Salute My Shorts?
Salute Your Shorts. Yes.
Salute the yes.
Who loves orange soda? Kale loves orange soda. All right, let's keep it moving.
this is great. I switched my order around because of what you just played, Sean. I'm gonna go to this.
Doc Bless did the same thing to me.
You're keeping the theme.
Rocket Power TV shows also gets an honorable mention.
This is definitely
Rocket
not
Power
a
gets an honorable mention.
Definitely not a theme show, theme song from any show or anything. This is more from couple skate right here. This joint is. You know, you have me on the R&B vibe, and like for me, like my wife will always clown me because she's like, "You like all that sappy R&B, like all the slow dance." I was like, "You mean all the ones I was grinding up on you?" Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Cool. So shout to everybody that was left some room for the Holy Spirit at the school dance. We can do the double steps.
I go for broke if I could be with you. Only you can make it right.
This was, you know, Babyface and L.A. Reid, man, right here.
Wow.
This was their first group. And then they blew up and the rest of history.
I never to meet the
that was a slow jam for sure.
Nice.
And you definitely, you know, around your boys, you never play that, but you'd be singing that for the girls, you know.
Oh, yeah.
give her a little vocal on that one, you know. See if you get it.
Well, my next two songs is going to be...
Get that falsetto on.
The next three songs is definitely going to be strictly for the ladies.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, Chris, you want to do both of these back-to-back or just one at a time? Whatever works.
It's up to you. We can do both back-to-back if you want to...
let's do that.
If you want to slide another song in the chat.
Yeah, I'll do that. Right. So this is a two-piece. I think I was... Man, I used to DJ in Adams Morgan at a bunch of those little bars. And, you know, there was just, I was like one of the only people of color in the room. And there was just a lot of international vibes. There was just a lot going on in 2007, 2008, Adams Morgan. So I distinctly remember, like, you know, 110, 112 BPMs used to kind of be a little bit of trouble. Like after Prince Kiss, might have been before The Way I Are came out. Maybe, you know, the Timberlake records, I had already ran through them. So it's like, boom, I'm going to throw these neck two joints on back to back. And I'm going to just kill it. This is the thought in my mind, right? Like, I'm going to kill it, and then we're going to go from there. So, Chris, let him know.
You got Rickrolled.
No.
You guys just got Rickrolled.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye.
Hold up.
What up?
Oh no, I was preparing for the new song, my bad.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you got him with the 1-2 punch.
So that's what I'm saying, back to back.
I took a cab in Jamaica one time with this big Rasta, like literally, he was probably like 6'6", in one of those, and if you've ever been to Jamaica, those Renault cars, the little French, like little mini car, and the whole way he had us listening to Rick Astley, because he was like, I thought that's what all you white people like. I was like, yo man, you couldn't put on some Rick.
The racism is killing me.
You like reggae, man? Yeah. Oh, why didn't you say something? I was like, six, eating sugar cane. Like,
I remember you telling the story, man. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Listen, man, Rick Astley back to back. You know, this is it. Got it done in those small basements in Adams Morgan in 2007. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, hey, man, like, all right, cool. What's on to the next? But yeah, man, like, and, you know, to this day, though, I might catch myself like vacuuming on a Saturday morning, like, oh man, let me throw that Rick Astley on real quick. You know, like, let me hit this corner. I just got a new Dyson. You know what I mean? So I'm ready to go. So,
you know, Dyson.
the mega mix.
Yo, you exactly. know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I was so close to putting a Rick Astley song into my list tonight, but it wasn't going to be those two songs. The one song, like the Rick Astley, I used to have that in cassette as an album, like back when it came out, like 86 maybe. And what's crazy is, the song that I was thinking about adding to my playlist tonight was like "Whenever You Need Somebody." If you guys know that, that was like probably his third single out of that album, but that was like the one that I really liked. But they all sound the same, anyways. But I was really thinking about adding it.
I mean, just imagine being crunched in the back of a Renault in Jamaica, like four deep in the back of this car with a dude eating sugar cane, making you listen to the Rick Astley greatest hits.
Yo, that's
and you all you want to do is just not die. That's all you're just like, I just don't want to die. What was that? So that was two rounds so far, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. If you're just tuning in, this is a very special episode. We got special guest Jerome Baker III on, and we are doing our top five guilty pleasure songs that we will stand by. We'll go die on the hill of good for us music, songs that make us happy.
And it's been so good. If you guys are tuning in late, we're gonna post up everybody's playlist on the Discord. So if hold on, let me put up the Discord link. But yeah, if you guys are down to like join the Discord community, we're gonna post up all of our playlists on the Discord.
And also our other
playlists.
Yeah, like we have lots of we're building a whole thing of playlists in there that are educational purposes. So definitely check those out. All right, round three. We're back to Doc Blust.
Oh, all right. All right, so no, this song just, I just remember this song. It's just like one of my favorite songs on the radio, really. When I would listen to Hot 99.5 here in the DMV, I'm sad to admit it, but yeah. I used to listen to Hot 99.5.
You listened to Kane Show Live.
Yeah. And then I've discovered WPFW, and I have not changed the dial since, really.
Wow.
It happens to all of us.
Yep. But here it is.
You're beautiful. That's for sure.
I like this song, though.
You'll never, ever fade. And though my love is great.
I was close to putting this in my list.
I'm like a bird on a flight way. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know.
It makes me feel a little queasy inside, I have to say.
I'm like a bird on a flight way. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is.
Fun fact, DJ Lil Jazz was married to Nelly Furtado at one
point. Cool Technicians, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if he was
oh, he wasn't part of that crew.
Were the Technicians out of Canada though?
With Junior Flo
yeah, maybe he was. Junior Flo, M Rock, and them.
Yeah,
might have been. Yeah, that one. I just love the message too. Honestly, just like about being free.
Now Nelly Furtado was like. That first album was really dope. I'll defend you on this, man.
I'll tell you this.
Nelly Furtado is going to be my honorable mention for my guilty pleasure.
I feel like that's a very appropriate honorable mention.
But you know that to me that falls in the compartment of songs. Like I was saying, I don't know if you guys heard me, but I was saying it makes me feel queasy inside. But it's like it's not like a bad queasy. It's just kind of like. You know, we used to call them Sunday songs. It's those songs that they only play on Sunday, and they're just right. They're like real. it just gets you all in your feelings and stuff, and it just like makes you feel a little like squirmy. Like, man, this is just like touching, just touching emotions. I don't know if I really want to go there right now.
Other people can't know.
Yeah, I can kind of vibe with that.
I can picture Doc Bless sitting on like the edge of National Harbor on a big old rock, being like all pensive, looking at the water, watching the birds fly by. Like, yeah, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
DJ Powerline says, I hope someone's guilty pleasure is Rockwell in a Dream. Yo, Powerline, my next one is it's probably close to it.
Well, you're up next, right?
Yeah, I'm up next. So this one, story time again. 1996, summer of 1996, like right after my junior year, my friend had a cousin who lived past like Baltimore. I'm not sure what town it was, but he used to visit. Basically, he would visit his cousin over there like for almost like the whole summer. So, but the reason why he did that summer, he was seeing a girl that he met out there. So at the same time, he was like, he brought me out there.
You're like, and prove it, dude.
I met the girl's best friend. So that girl, I was kind of seeing for that whole summer. So it was like right before senior year. But basically, she was like listening to this song all summer long, man. I didn't even know what song this was. I learned this song from her, but here it is. It's Jocelyn Enriquez, Do You Miss Me?
Wow. Get your shield ready. They're coming for you with this.
I'm going to keep judging you. I'm going to keep judging you now, Dio.
I feel like Dio would drop this at Ultra Bar.
Yo, you definitely would. You would definitely.
No, so he was playing it this at Ultra Bar every Friday, and we didn't know. We didn't even know because you weren't there.
Yo, every time I hear that song, man, just reminds me of that summer love.
Yeah. Yo, wow. So many side eyes in the chat. Oh,
but yeah, it was like a lot of that mid-90s cheesy, you know, not like what is it now? That now that's what we call music compilation.
Now, oh, now that's what I call. Yeah.
that's what she all. That's pretty much what she listens to the now whole summer. Man. Mine.
All right, let's. Who are we going? We going Art's to Art?
Yeah. All right. What round is this?
Three.
Round three.
I got some bangers for the last round, but yeah, I'm gonna just play this. It's kind of more along the lines of where Jerome was at in the first one. This song literally just kind of brings me back to high school, skateboarding, wearing a chain wallet, baggy JNCO jeans, freaking like I had orange hair with like, and I actually had hair, bro. Like, not that I don't have, I choose not to have hair. I shave it now, guys, but I had cool hair back in the day. And this is the band that, like, I just love this band. And they're from, I want to say they're from PA. Or no, maybe not. You can fact check me.
Nice.
We'll let the bass line. Wait. So the guitar comes in. It's like surf rock style, and then the bass.
It sounds like I'm waiting for Beavis and Butthead to like come in and commentate. Match it up, match it up,
match it up, match it up. There they are. Hey.
Man, to me. Take them out.
We gotta keep them separated.
Hey. Disrespecting me. Take them out.
You gotta keep them separated.
You're under 18 and won't be doing anytime.
Oh, yeah.
WHFS?
Oh, yeah. They always.
We're going HF
Festival. HF Festival, bro. I would literally go to the HF Festivals before DC 101 was even like their, like the only rock station in what's it called? Yeah, bro. HFS all day, man.
I never got to go to HFS.
Became a Latin station. Like literally one day. I remember I was working in a garage every day. We'd listen to rock radio and then HFS for years. And then one day I go in and it's just Latin tunes, and we're all staring at each other like, what just happened? My boss is like, hey man, who changed the radio station? I'm like, I didn't. I promise, I didn't. yeah, 99.1 is now a Latin station.
A Latin station. Mm-hmm. Overnight change.
Where do people like listen to alternative rock now? Like in the on the radio?
Man, DC 101.
DC 101 is going on in the area.
DC 101. You got. It's a low power station, but you also got WERA 96.7, and they have like an it's like a community radio, an eclectic mix of a bunch of different stuff.
96.7?
Yeah, it's really good. It is low power, so you don't. It's hard to hear sometimes.
I'm thinking of 96.3. Never mind.
But
there used to be Jack FM. Yeah.
I think 96.3 is like R&B.
102.7 Jack FM. That's a good station. I used to listen to that one. A lot of variety on that one.
Oh man, I hope we don't land on that one, Stargazer. I hope there's no final countdown on anybody's.
It's the final.
Don't look at me, but it's my turn, and we're gonna stay in HF Festival World.
All right, let's do it, Sean.
Hey. I don't care what nobody says.
No doubt.
This was a great era and a great album. Listen, you got rock, you got ska, you got punk. It's all in there.
I was totally into ska music. Skanking. I would go to the shows.
Whoa.
This is skanking, guys. I'm glad.
Was that No Doubt?
You know why people don't
No Doubt, yep. That was the Tragic Kingdom album.
Dang.
Spider Webs. OG Gwen Stefani.
Yep.
I remember one night we were somewhere and I was hanging out with Art and he dropped that on a crowd and they went just bonkers.
You know, actually, I didn't even give a backstory. So that's one of those tracks that talking about DC gigs and missing nightlife, all that. I did a couple years. I said like it was jail. I did a bit in Georgetown. I used to be a resident of this spot, real small local bar that a lot of rich conservative parents would send their kids to that area and live in that area. But at the end of the night and the beginning of the night, I would just play stuff like this and I'd have them eaten out of my hand, and then I would play stuff for me during prime time. And so I held on to that gig for like, I want to say like 3 years, getting paid nothing. It was my first DC residency, this spot called Smith Point. It was terrible pay, but I knew exactly how to read the room because of stuff like that.
Smith Point, nice. I played there once. I think Point. I played like Bo one night, maybe.
Yeah, Bo.
Yeah, he was at that spot for a while, right?
Yeah, it was me, Bo, and Q for a good couple years.
Word. Awesome. Well, that's a good jam for sure. I'm going to stay with the white girls.
You know what song that I think it was, Chris, though? I think it was Just a Girl, because I usually do a mix where I play
the night. You played Spiderwebs. You played Spiderwebs. Spiderwebs? The night that I'm talking about in particular, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I hit that pocket too, bro. And that's just the thing. I think, I tend to, like, I took all the top 40 gigs that nobody else wanted to do because I didn't mind them. I was like, I'll play for Becky's. Like, I'm cool with that. I like that. Like, you know.
Yo, Stargazer. Thank you, Stargazer.
Yeah.
All that validation.
We appreciate you.
This song, I think, probably made me the next song I'm gonna play, I think, is probably the song that made me just be like, whatever, man. Like, sometimes when you're DJing, you just gotta play for the chicks. All you people look at me like I'm what did you ever think it'd be? And I mean, she was kind of fly in this video. I have
a story about it. Me a little girl, don't step into the
club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why. You know you can't sing, but I'll still watch you do your thing.
She pants right there.
Whatever it is in that bridge, we have to get to the bridge.
No, so peep this out. Oh wait, you about to play it?
Bridge. What's she a lady?
So the story.
I never heard that line.
if you guys watch the Pharrell drink podcast, that track was actually meant for Janet Jackson.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can hear that now that I know
Pharrell says it in the Drink Champs, his Drink Champs episode. He says they wrote and gave the song to Janet. Janet didn't want it, and it just didn't work with her or whatever she was doing at the moment. And they were like, fine, it's going to go to the next person. And it literally went to Britney.
Wow. Was that the only Britney, Neptune's produced?
No.
Boys. I think there was one called Boys. That a lot of people are big fans of, and then there might have been another, like one other as well. But the Boys was a jam because Pharrell was in the video, so that was a big one that people liked. So yeah, my turn. I mean, listen, you guys said you're gonna stay with the white girls. We're gonna definitely stay with the white girls on this next one. Chris, let the chopper sing, please.
I think you switched the order on me, but I think I know what you mean.
Okay, let's go.
Take them away downtown.
Yup, there it is.
Jerome. Shout out to Terry Crews.
Just making my way, through the crowd.
Let's bring them.
You could drop it out in the
closet. That's more like buttering a sandwich.
If I could fall into the sky.
We have all done this gig.
Oh, yeah.
We have all done this.
Wouldn't pass me by. Because you know I want.
Like, girls sing this.
So shout out to Powerline playing that on the piano.
Yeah, I mean,
this is one of those songs where if you really, really want a cheap pop from the crowd, man, you play this song, man.
Perfect, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's a winner too, though. Like, it kind of works for all crowds, though, all right? Crowds. Like, you could be like, you know, whatever crowd you play that, somebody's gonna like go crazy. You know what I mean? I've had that moment, so
yeah.
Let's talk about the energy with that. If you're in a room full of people, and even if it's like a black room and you got like five white girls in that room, the amount of energy that's going to radiate through the rest of the room from that high-pitched shriek when that comes on is going to get everybody else moving.
You're going to get the black kids singing that just as much as like everybody. Cameron rapped over that. Like, Cameron made a song sampling that song. I'm trying to tell you, black people love that song. Like, don't get it twisted. We're down for it for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, again, that goes back to what we were talking about before, though. It's like how, you know, a lot of times the music got, there was a period, especially in DC, where music got segregated, man. It was like the house people over here, the pop people over here, the club, the hip hop people over here, and it was all like it was almost really defined, especially in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And then you had bars, and it was just like bar music. But I mean, nightclubs, like dancing nightclub type stuff was very segmented.
And, yeah.
You know, which is a shame. And then it's like, you know, the stereotypical things that like you have to play one genre of music all night long to please a certain kind of people is just ridiculous. You know?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I love the 18th Street Lounge so much, is because you had all the different rooms, you had different nights, different kinds of music. I mean,
I love how
thought it was all great music.
18th Street Lounge.
Like, you know, I'll take a chance, man. I'll play a lot of stuff, but I don't know if I'm playing that at ESL, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you.
not if Fareed's around.
The 18th Street Lounge.
Yeah, I walk into ESL, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, there's some heads in here. Like, you can get away with a lot of really great music, ESL, but like that one, you know.
No,
but,
I
think you can get a Heineken bottle.
I would be pretty concerned if I heard that at the agent shoot.
Or Fareed being like, yo, bro, what the hell? Mm. Yo.
That's true.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man. That's it right there. Come on, man. I'm good on that one.
Yeah, I would reconsider. Like,
but there's that. But around the corner at Heist, you're the.
Let's
you're
go.
The star, you're the star of the show. You play that. Yes.
Let's go.
You might even play Dancing Queen in there.
Albert Barr, you could probably win 2 and 3.
Definitely playing Dancing Queen at Heist. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like that sorority girls, like the
all day
theme song.
Let's go.
All right, so we made it through what? That's third round.
That's third round.
Let's go.
Hanging in there. All right, I got, you know, we're on this kick right now, and I did have this in the list, but I don't want to be too redundant, so I might I'm gonna play it, and then I kind of want to switch it up to like just to reference this song, and then switch it to the other song that I had in mind.
And behind your dark glasses, you're something else.
I had to throw in some No Doubt.
Actually, like,
I actually a lot of burn tonight.
I know. I love that song, though. That's
No Doubt for the night.
Shouts really, to No Doubt, not a sponsor.
It's not so much of a guilty pleasure, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, for you, it probably is. But.
I wouldn't know.
This is underground Doc Blust, you know, like, he's playing like 8-minute. Records instrumental and putting his guitar over top of it, and then
he likes the shiny toys too.
True.
This is all very. I'm surprised that Doc even came through. Like, I mean, you're winning, bro.
I know. I mean,
I wasn't sure if you'd where your guilty pleasures were gonna go, but you're sitting right in on the pocket.
That No Doubt song, thank man. That's probably one of my more consistent songs that I played like during like say cocktail hour. You know, corporate events or
yeah, it's a very safe.
It's a very safe song.
Well, I love the yeah.
Especially if I wanted to do like a slow reggae set, I'll
exactly. That, you know, that's why I dig it. I think it kind of got me into that vibe. And then I started like discovering even dub and yeah, reggae through that.
Dub music before hip hop, even dub. I was into punk. Like I was probably in like punk music. Like punk rock and then reggae dub music for a long time. I basically was like into Rasta culture by the time I was like 14. Like not a Rasta, but like listening to the music and questioning those things. Like what is Babylon? What is, you know, like what is all this stuff? And then what it was like, I learned a lot through that culture.
in the trenches yeah. Doing the knowledge.
Man, I love dub music.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, Gio, what you got for us?
All right. Well, so from summer of 96, we'll go to summer of 99. So I used to be a temp during that summer. And I worked at Waste Management as a file clerk. So nice. I used to do some file clerk duties and
all these papers.
I met a girl there, so We spent the summer together.
You temped your pen in the company.
Hey, we're temps. We're temps. We don't work for the company.
Oh my goodness!
Said I had an expiration date.
You were working for another temp agency. I was working with another one, and technically we're not coworkers, really. But anyways, so this is the song that she listened to the whole summer, and it reminds me of her, and I like it too. So. Here we go. That's Len, Steal My Sunshine.
Oh, man.
No, come on.
Oh, man. This is a banger.
Okay.
I've definitely heard this while picking up prescriptions.
I have the I think the vinyl has an acapella on it, too. I have it in here.
Ooh.
Really. There we go. For me, if you steal my sunshine, making sure I'm not in too deep. If you steal my sunshine. So yeah, Len steal my sunshine.
Oh man, I know why that girl dumped you now.
He's busy filing papers. That's why, man. He has to work.
The mailroom stole the sunshine. Oh man,
if you know what? We were working in a windowless room back then too. So.
Man, you don't know how much you needed that song then.
I need some vitamin D.
That was a good one. That was a good one, Jay. Oh my goodness. And somewhere around I have that vinyl. I think I got it at 12 inch, and I think I feel like for some reason it has like a beat a pella or something on it, like a version with just like the snares or something. That I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna give it to you so you can make a remix.
Do it.
Nice one, Gio.
Art's up next.
Very good selection. All right, Art.
Yeah. Okay. So, this song I heard. I was in my 20s. I want to say I was in Chicago and I was at a Zoomies or a PacSun. I think was in a PacSun or Zoomies, one of those stores, and I heard this song. I had already become I was already on the path to becoming As One. I guess I didn't people didn't really know me as that yet, but I was already walking around with the name As One in the DJ battle world, right? So I heard this song, and I flipped out, and every time I hear it, I flip out, and I love it because it's my theme song. So here we go. I never knew that it could happen this way. Before I met you, I was falling apart. But now at last I really know what we are.
Two hearts that beat as one.
Two of hearts,
I need you, I need you.
Yeah.
Two of hearts, and there's a break in it.
Come on, come on.
Oh.
So it's not only can I have the song.
Hold on now.
It could be me and I could do weird cool stuff.
Oh yeah. See? This is As One's theme song. You can't even help it.
And the funny thing was I was heavily into Dilated Peoples at one point too. And Evidence has this rhyme where he says, you came in bumping with Two of Hearts by Stacey Q, and he was basically making fun of the Stacey Q record, and I was just already I love both sides of it, so yeah.
That's actually my wife and I's one of our favorite songs. What? And we actually have
Stacey.
We have two beats as one on our inscribing on our wedding rings.
No way!
Oh my god!
I'm probably your love child.
Ew.
Gross.
Two of Hearts, Stargazer. I mean, that's a good song. And again, that song was in the 80s. So I didn't catch up to the song till later. But as soon as I heard it, I was immediately.
That was a jam, man. That was a jam for me growing up all day.
Yeah, that was a dope song.
That was a serious, that was a smash.
If I had to give another one to kind of to go along the lines, what is it? Sharon, let the music play.
Shannon.
Ooh, Shannon, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's another
one. Freestyle all day, man.
Sean J.
Yeah, so I had to accept defeat on something on this one. I took a look at my play history when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to have in what order. And the only reason I had to put this on here is the play count on this is 40 something. And that's considering that we haven't had club gigs, and I restarted using Serato full time at the beginning of January 2020. So, yeah, apparently I like this a lot.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it. Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Blame the girl.
That's good.
I also like the production on this one because overall the beat sounds like a drunk person at a club. So that's Fergie.
Yeah. Solo
Fergie. Clumsy for anyone who's not in the know. My round four pick.
That was definitely a club banger for a bit, for sure. You could knock that one.
Apparently, I play that at every
you play that a lot
event. Yeah. that's embarrassing.
I mean, it's a good setup song for
that's one I forgot about.
Definitely a forgotten song. Yeah.
All right, so this next one, I'm gonna take it back to I played basketball growing up, played in high school. I think Jerome, you probably played too, right? In high school.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So if you're on the basketball team and I was I got moved up to varsity as a sophomore. So I was taking these playing all these tournaments. We're going on all these road tournaments and all these camps. And basketball is a sport. It's hip hop. It just goes down the line. R&B and hip hop just go synonymous with
in one mixtape
with basketball and like and dudes that were trying to get girls. It was all about trying to get girls. Always everything in high school was about trying to get girls.
That's like everything and everything.
And you would and if you had to have some game, you had to be able to at least keep a tune. You had to be able to hold a tune. And this joint right here, if you could do this one right, you might get a little action.
Hey,
from so far across the floor now, baby.
Wow, I haven't. Oh my goodness,
that's nothing new.
My goodness,
I've watched you so many times before now, baby. I see that look in
what you see, girl.
Look in your eyes.
Put that fire in her eye out.
What it's telling me, and you know.
The jam, though.
It is. I'm telling you.
I'm glad you picked up on my telepathy now, baby. You know.
Well,
I can give you
what he say? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Come on, girl. Let's start the show. Something like down. Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
That's a banger right there. You can close the night out. You know what I mean? At the right party. I'll play that at the Eaton Hotel or something, you know? So this next one, again, you know, listen, man, I'm a black man. I'm originally from the suburbs of Arizona. And so this next one is so appropriate for my, you know, for the time that I grew up, got to college, was kind of out of place a little bit, but we play this one and we're good to go.
Yeah. I like it when the girls stop by.
Wow.
In the summer.
Yo, Gina, what was the
respect.
About the song? Summer love song.
We were trying to figure out
when we met that summer. New kids on the block.
A bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Hey.
I took her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer. Hip hop mama, they speak in Spanish.
Yeah, the rapping was so bad. The rapping was so bad.
That I ever did see the great Larry Bird jersey, Dirty Three.
The little brother, probably, right?
Yeah.
Shakespeare wrote a whole
the little brother wrote these raps.
Wow. Yeah, so you know that was it's there, man. It's deeply embedded in me. But hey, you know it is what it is.
Which one's better, that or Len Stiles?
I think Len's better, man. I don't know. I heard the Len like the record that they sampled.
Kind of the same.
Yeah, the Len video was really bad too, though. Yeah. Like it was like bad.
I will say though, if you're at a party, you probably get a bigger reaction of nostalgia sing along to the summer girls or the whatever.
Yeah,
the girls,
yeah. You know, definitely
the ambient Abercrombie and Fitch.
There's a blend I have of Justin Bieber's Starry really with that vocal over top of it.
Superfly, I need that.
Superfly.
If there's a go-go version of, he said there's a Northeast Groovers used to do the LFO song. Hmm? If there's a recording of that, I need that.
Get that, man.
Whoa.
Here's that recording.
Damn.
Superfly. Wow.
We need to find that.
Yeah, please.
I mean, and that, you know, and shoot, we might as well just give Rare Essence their flowers right now and Pieces of Me.
Yeah. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Like only version. Who is Jessica Simpson?
That's the greatest guilty pleasure cover of all time. Might be the greatest guilty pleasure cover of all time.
That version will live forever in the DMV.
I think we got to play it. We got to play it real quick.
We got to show some shine.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, I mean, this is something like you got to be from. Yeah.
Jessica Simpson, you're welcome.
On Monday, I'm waiting. And on Tuesday, I am fading, and on Wednesday I can't sleep. The phone rings, I hear you. The stars shine as a clear view as you come to rescue me. Oh, do I feel so bad?
hardly catch my breath. I hold business. Oh, it seems like I can finally rest my head on something.
This Kim just crushing this dude.
The way I feel. Oh, and if you know me better than I ever knew myself.
That's an anthem still to this day in DC.
I didn't know it was a cover. It was just some Miss Kim singing real well.
Wow.
It's me in the soul right now. God.
That was pretty hilarious. If that's true, it's
Superfly is my man. He's a great DJ too, but oh my goodness.
That's hilarious. Superfly. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. Hello.
That was
yeah, Hello was dope too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Wow.
I lost track. Who's up next?
That's the end of round four. So one more round.
Dang,
one
final round right here.
Damn. Hey, real quick, Gio, while we got a time, let's talk real quick about next week. We're bringing the 9 at 9 back.
Oh yeah, this is the perfect time to drop that.
Yeah, everybody in the chat, man, we're bringing back the 9 at 9 DJ podcast on Monday, 9 p.m. next week.
We're still
finalizing the guest list. Chris, you want to mention who's on there?
We've got a few. Art mentioned him on purpose, but he said when he heard that song, he used to flip out. So we have the legend DJ Flip Out, and we also have DJ Double A. And we're locking up the final two guests, and the show's all going to be dedicated to vinyl streamers, to kind of the resurgence of vinyl back in the spotlight a bit through the live streams, and how a lot of people have been really getting their live stream sorted through playing 45s only or playing vinyl sets, and it's really dope to see. So we're gonna have a couple of those illustrious DJs on next week. Back for the 9 at 9.
Yay, yay.
Season 3 is back Monday, next Stoked. Monday at 9 p.m. East Coast time. So make sure to stay tuned.
You can always stay up on the past episodes on the podcast, however. In the meantime, you got a week to wait.
They're uploaded on Apple Podcasts, all streaming
Apple
platforms.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to all things podcast. Yeah, and if you want to tune into the old episodes, we have it on YouTube.com/BeatRefinery or Facebook.com/BeatRefinery. So yeah,
catch that video version.
Look out for that next week. So yeah, we got a final round. Last round.
Let's do it.
Let's get back to you, Doc.
So it's only fair we mention and shout out Disney. I have a song here that, you know, working with younger kids as well. I was an elementary music teacher in Paraguay in South America, and came to Bach to Rock, discovered the Beat Refinery, and started working with the younger kids as well. And it's something I really enjoy doing, is getting kids stoked about music. And this is a song that really works for that.
Never seen a king or beast with quite so little.
Adrian, you are my man.
Be the main event like a king was before. I'm pushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my
board. The spy, rather an inspiring.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Long way to go, young boss.
One last second.
And you can just replace under the sea.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Where you look, I'm standing spotlight.
Not yet.
They wear the green to go for rock and sing. Then season in the burning on the wing. It's gonna be things in the finest place.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
There's something about working with kids and teaching kids that makes you really appreciate stuff like that to a different degree. And I don't even have any kids. But as soon as you did that, I was like, I get it. I very much get it.
Right? I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I've had,
young boy. I've had,
if someone were to ask me, like, what's your favorite music? I wouldn't, this isn't one of those songs I would tell them. But like right off the bat. But seriously, I've had really like, you know, impactful emotional moments working with like a group of kids and all of them singing along to this. It's like you can feel the power, the energy. I've like teared up, like, yes, kids, this is music. The power.
Nice.
Brings people together.
In 2019, before the world collapsed,
before the world ended,
I was I took my family to New York City for a spring break, and we went and took them to see The Lion King on Broadway. And
did you meet up with Stargazer?
If we did, yes, Stargazer and I did hang out. We had breakfast one day, and it was a work week, so it was definitely for him. It was just I was thankful he was able to sneak out for a minute, and we were definitely blown away by that musical in particular. If you guys have ever get a chance when the world opens back up, go to New York and see The Lion King. It's worth it.
Wow,
nice.
I mean, they bring out the animals, and it's crazy how they do it. It's really fantastic. Nice pool, Doc Blust.
Something fantastic.
Awesome. Oh yeah, shout out to Disney.
It's something fantastic.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, indeed. I did consider that one, Stargazer. Something. But this one works too. Both.
So let's go from Disney.
Who's up next? Gio's next or am I next?
Yeah, I'm next. Next. So right. We'll go from Disney to, I'm not sure where, from Disney to CW or maybe UPN. Nice. So the first couple of years that my wife and I went out, this is like 2001 to 2000, probably 3 when the show ended. So she loved this show and she got me into it. And I love this show. I'm kind of disappointed that it got re-released on Netflix recently, but they changed the theme song. The theme song was like the best thing that came out of the show. So this is my final guilty pleasure song, and it's off the show Dawson's Creek. That was our jam on Wednesday nights. So it's Paula Cole, I Don't Want to Wait.
So open up your morning.
Wow.
There's DJ Little Rock in the chat. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. There's Little Rock.
There's Little Rock. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Save the best for last. Save the song.
Head, Gio.
All right, my next one is.
You have a very understanding life.
Shouts to Paula Cole. Shouts to like Sarah McLachlan. Shouts to Lilith Fair. I hope y'all remember that. This is like Lilith Fair.
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb. Yep.
That ugly cry.
shout out to all the people that watched that show back then.
Shout outs to DJ Little Rock and the Croxberry, because they literally have nightly Dawson's Creek watch sessions on the Discord.
Oh wow,
it's a beautiful thing.
I still can't believe they changed the theme on Netflix. Re-release.
They probably didn't get the licensing.
Probably.
No question.
And I'm really surprised. Actually, I'm not surprised. I actually have this song in my Serato since 2007. So,
oh wow,
this was the song that was added to my wedding dinner playlist. So that's why I probably have it in my laptop. So we made sure that song played and everybody was singing.
That's a good one.
Better sing it, guys.
Strong, as one.
All right. So speaking of TV shows, this is not like a TV theme show or anything, but I grew up, I used to love watching. You know what? Now that we're talking about Netflix, I can't really, I don't like the new Fuller House. Fuller House. I don't like it. But I grew up watching Full House. And mainly, I think what was so intriguing to me early on as a kid, I realized, was that I loved what Uncle Jesse and what Uncle Joey did for a profession. They were, at one point or another, they became a group and they started doing jingles. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember that, yeah.
They had a studio in the basement and they would record jingles for commercials. And I remember that was probably the one first job I realized that's in the industry that I wanted. I was like, oh, I would love to come up with jingles. But this has not. This is not a jingle. But let me ask you guys this. What group did Uncle Jesse love?
The Beach Boys. I don't know how I knew that. Some brain thing just stemmed out of my head.
Beach Boys. Like I was like, who are the Beach Boys? And then as I was watching the show and he would talk about his love for the Beach Boys, and then the Beach Boys came into the show. They actually made their actual guest appearance. Yeah, man. I was like,
Moe is a vibe.
That's a jam, though. Like, for real.
That's a vibe. And for, I love for dinner, I love playing Beach Boys stuff at like dinner and cocktail hours at weddings. Like, what's the one? There's a bunch of them.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Oh, yeah.
That one's dope, but I go for the sappier ones, like God Only Knows and like Don't Worry Baby. Like, man, good tunes, man. And again, yeah, I was just, like, before I was in DJing, I was like into like guitar stuff. And if you're in guitar, you're into like songwriting. So it was just, I was just into singer-songwriter stuff. And I thought
the still into guitar, cool. Though. I saw you were playing some Mac DeMarco.
Oh yeah,
okay. Mac DeMarco is great.
Love Mac DeMarco, man. His sound so good. Like,
yes,
it's so twangy. Some of the notes are like, yeah, but it's so good, man. So good,
definitely.
Shouts to Mac DeMarco.
Sean J, right?
Agreed. Super Five. Pet Sounds is so ahead of its time. So ahead of its time. It's a crazy album.
Sean, we can't hear you.
Oh, we can't hear your mic, man.
Muted. Yo, Sean.
Sean's going. He's going off too.
Oh shit! There we go. I hit the switch by mistake. I hit the switch by mistake.
Were you guys?
So here's the situation. About 2012-13, somewhere in there, there was a point where the tempos were just up here, and I know everybody remembers it. It was just 130 all the time, and it was like, all right, I don't want to just do this because everybody else is doing this. How can I have fun with music again? Because I was definitely getting to the point where I hated just being in house music and house music remixes all night. And then I realized, you know what? I'm just going to go back to the essence of the stuff that like made me go like, oh, what the hell was that when I was a kid and when I was growing up? The stuff that really resonated with me more often than not was soulful music and R&B. So this one, Guilty Pleasure, because it fits in perfectly in this tempo. All right.
Oh man, I want to keep hearing that.
And then from the rest of the night, you're running double time, half time. It gave me an excuse to play Craig David at prime time.
Man,
and I do this shit to this day. Every time it's prime time, I'll just do this for a half an hour.
Sheesh. Trying to get people sleeping, bro. It's only 10:30, bro. Like, man, that was lame.
Damn.
Craig David filled me in. That's a jam too, though. That's a jam too. Like that, you know.
David, that's a
jam. Through my mind.
I will defend that one to the day I die. That is a wonderful song.
That's a jam, bro.
Being late at night.
Thank you for being that kind of a DJ also that would do that kind of a thing. Like, if I were out anywhere and I heard that happen, I'd be like, dude, who are you? That was sick.
Sean, I got to send you my remix of that. I did like a trap bounce remix of that.
Superfly. Oh, please do. And thank
with
you.
With the squeak.
Fly.
With the bed, with the classic bed squeaks and everything.
Oh, DJ Supply Superfly, he knows. Yeah, 7 days is that. Yeah, girl, I'm trying to take you home.
DJ Premier remix.
Yeah, the Premier remix.
Premier. Ooh.
That was the joint.
Sorry.
God, that was dope. Hands.
I love when Premier touches, like, you know, those records that you're just, oh, what, you see a Premier remix of anything that's not a hip hop artist.
Christina Aguilera. The Christina Aguilera Premier.
The embody remix too.
Yeah.
What's the Bo put me on the one? It's the DJ Snake Premier remix.
Oh, Snake.
Oh.
Hold on.
Hold on now.
You guys probably have.
DJ Premier Disclosure remix is not talked about that much either.
I didn't even know that. That was the thing. Well, that
that's a fire record.
Yeah. And you know what else is never not talked about is the Pete Rock Lady Gaga remix.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I got the poker face.
This is it right here.
Yeah, the poker face. Like
some people won't.
Whoa.
Say no way, try again another day.
And he's got the scratches. That's how you know it's Premier.
Do you like it?
And it goes back.
If you want to trade.
Fire. Yeah, nice. Aluna George. That's right. DJ Snake, Aluna George.
Aluna George.
Aluna George. Yeah, man.
Premier remix. Fire.
Mm. Yeah, the D'Angelo Dreamin' Eyes remix.
Dreamy Eyes.
Yeah. Jeez, guys, this is some good info here.
Yeah. We're in that bag now.
Well, for you,
taking
definitely,
notes.
Well, y'all must be some DJs in the chat.
For you, Doc, you've probably heard me mention Gangstar before. Gang, yeah. S-T-A-R-R. Yeah. DJ Premier is Gangstar. He's pretty much him and Guru are Gangstar. Guru is passed now, but Premier continues not only the legacy of just kind of what Gangstar is, but he is pretty much in the he's the Mount Rushmore of hip hop producers.
Wow.
Yeah, he basically defined the sound of 90s boom bap.
Boom bap. You hear that word boom bap, you know, like he's pretty much, he's not the only guy, but he's the guy you think
he's of. Like the GOAT.
Yeah. So look up records like Ain't No Other Man by Christina Aguilera. That is his production on that too. That's like one of his first
Ain't No Other Man, that's the
pop records. And
I wonder how much money he made from that.
Damn, this is
I wonder how much money he made from
the Christina record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that I saw an interview, she sought him out for that.
She did.
Because Primo produced how many songs from that album? Like 3 or 4?
Wow, I don't know.
We got to get the fact on that one. Yeah, what we got, fact checkers? Let us know.
Fact checkers.
Yeah.
Fact
checkers.
When he did that album,
there probably should be an emote for the channel.
Yeah, I think you're sitting on gold mine right there.
Yeah, fact check emote.
Fact check.
I'm trying to remember her name now, but he did a whole EP for that girl. What is it, Tori Wolf? You guys heard that he did?
No. Mm-hmm.
It was a couple years ago. I remember it.
Yeah, like 2018.
Yeah. And he did a song with Yuna. Yuna, she's like Thailand. And really? Places to Go. It's a banger. Like,
you
it's
already got my attention.
Yeah.
Places to Go? Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, Yuna, Places to Go.
So, Sean, your story earlier about, you know, the up-tempo was perfect. It blended in perfectly to the song that I'm about to play as my last guilty pleasure of the night. And when this song came out, it was at a time where there wasn't a lot of up-tempo stuff happening in the clubs. It was like 80 to 110 beats per minute most of the time. And if you started to creep up into the 120s, you could lose a crowd real quick, because it's kind of going back to that time I was talking about where the clubs were very augmented to whatever style of music, and you had to really work hard to pull them out of what they wanted to hear. Like, pop clubs didn't really want to go They didn't want you to play hip hop, and then hip hop clubs would be like, you could lose a crowd, but you started moving up and you'd play like the classic house set. You'd play some B-more. Like once you had the B-more, then you had them. And then if you were brave enough, this is that line we walk between getting a Heineken bottle thrown at you or them being like, that was the dopest thing I've ever heard. I can't believe you pulled that off.
Here's the thing, we started off with friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Since you've been gone,
back, call me maybe.
If you ever went to Napoleon, this was me.
It's funny too because I feel like you were playing Napoleon when I was playing Modern.
Yep, definitely.
Since you've been gone. And the greatest part about this song was if you had still had them at this point, if they hadn't like thrown the Heineken at you,
you were good.
You were good.
Because this came up and it was over.
Energy.
Everybody screaming their heads off. I can't breathe all the good time. Right there.
Thank you. Now I get what I want.
Man.
Yo,
that's a throwback. Listen, man. If you were in these, that was 12 years ago in DC, and they got it done, man. They got it done like no other. And then, like, the Black Eyed Peas stuff was right around there too. So you were, and then like Nelly Furtado, Man Eater was right there. So you just had a whole. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Matthias, you know he's right there in the chat. He said it. Policy.
What's good, Matthias? Hey,
Matthias, he know too. Yep. So
Matthias is another one.
Up, G.
Music catalog goes.
Yeah, bro. And all like just like all of us in on the podcast and people, we all been in the streets, man, in the clubs for a long time, and we've had to like endure these records when they were hot. We had to play when they were corny, when somebody's, you know, manager birthday wanted to hear it. Like, you know, we've all been through it, man. So, my last guilty pleasure is the ultimate of all ultimate guilty pleasures. It runs the gamut of it all. You're going to hear it and just be like, yep. Yep.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Life.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
I hated this song so much.
I was like 6'9", so I
could. I thought it was like my own life.
You know, no.
I go with it. I like it. I was like, cool. I could be a rapper too.
A boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I going to compete with that? When it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked.
That line, that was me.
At all.
I'm in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. That, y'all, I never understood. Black brother jocks with the fly.
It's like, you know, when you first heard this, you were like, man, this is kind of whatever. And then you start getting into records, you're like, yo, the original record is really dope.
Yeah,
like, mm-hmm. Like the original record is really dope, but this is, you know.
Nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses. Like, quick, got six in my stomach. Overcome is my thoughts.
Good pull. Good pull.
So when I asked her, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat. But a
bat. What do you? How do you sing this song if you were like 6'7"?
I wish I had them extra 2 inches.
I'd be an NBA baller, I guess.
I'd say stop being greedy, man.
Yeah. That's why we greedy. Can't have nice things.
Share the inches, man.
Whoa, pause.
Hey, this is a family show, Doc Blood.
Oh my! I'm the last one to hit the pause button. You even got me on that.
Oh my god! I am tall, but I was a late bloomer. I just kept growing.
Hey, yo.
Yep.
Wow. Is that it?
That's
the game.
Dang.
Right on time, though. Look at that.
We ended it on time, man. Yo, I'm going to post up a poll.
Something that was crazy.
I'm gonna. What do you think the question should be to poll? Who had the cheesiest guilty pleasure play?
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to hear from
who
the
had
chat.
The best. Who had the cheesiest?
Who had the cheesiest?
All right, we're gonna post up a poll in the chat. Unfortunately, on polls, we can only have 5 responses. So we're going to leave out a DJ. Are we going to leave out Jerome? I mean, he had pretty much the best tonight.
Yeah, I feel like Jerome is sitting at the top of the mountaintop right now.
Mad corny, son. I'm mad corny. It's all good.
Let's just say Jerome had the best. Had the best guilty pleasure playlist tonight.
We'll take a second.
Since we're only limited to 5 answers, we'll just keep it with the 9 at 9 DJ crew here.
Who is the weakest link?
So let's see who had the cheesiest. So I'm going to post up the poll right now.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you,
let's do the poll. Let's do a poll.
There's a poll. Yeah, the poll's up right now. So it's got 1 minute. So
the poll is up. The poll is up.
Who had the cheesiest guilty pleasure playlist?
I voted.
Oh, that's it. Live updates.
Holy crap.
Damn.
Thank you, Taylor. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, yo, I'm coming up behind you, son.
I hope everybody out there is feeling good. Tonight was a good show, man. It felt real good.
Yo, I love this so much right now.
This is funny. Thank you, everybody who's actually taking the time to fill out.
Everybody
the poll.
Vote. There's a poll in the.
I think you get like a total of like a minute chat right now, something like that.
Oh, I'm seeing some changes here.
Oh. Woo! Yeah.
Hey.
Geo for the win.
Oh, Geo. We need
62%.
Cake, man. Oh, you want to like some. Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
Or something.
8 votes?
That was rigged, bro. That was so rigged.
Look,
what was the song that
Art wanted to win?
Art wanted to win. Do you want to be the winner or the loser?
Nobody voted for Chris. Sean got a vote.
Who did the cheesiest?
I got one.
But like I said before, Jerome had the best playlist, you know, hands down tonight. But yeah, I'll take the cheese.
Enjoy your Cheesecake Factory cheesecake.
You're a Cheesecake Factory gift card.
There we go.
All right. Well, that was fun, dude. That was a fun show.
A lot of fun. I always like these playlist episodes. Can we give it up one more time for Jerome Baker III, our special guest coming through this week,
man? For the insight, the music, the history, the experience.
Nah, thank you guys, man. It's all good. I'm a big fan. I appreciate it. You know. Me and Gio rock out once a week, I think, every week, right, Gio?
Yeah, it was all stream.
Give us your schedule. Let everybody know where they can find you.
You know, right now I'm in the house a lot, like all of us. But Mondays from 12 to 2, I'm on, and Thursdays from 12 to 1. And other than that, man, I'm just sneaking the time when my daughter is, you know, gives me the freedom to do so. Cause you know, she's with me, you know, Chris knows what it is. So, but yeah, man, thank you guys so much for having me. It was fantastic. It was a great time. Glad some of my friends could pull up in the chat.
We welcome everybody.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
We'll be here next week too.
Well, we'll be back here next Monday, 9 PM with the first episode of season number 3. We are back with the 9 at 9, the official 9 at 9 DJ podcast. Next week we have, once again, we have Flip Out so far and AA in the show, and then we're just finalizing some the next 2 guests.
Salute.
But we're definitely back next Monday with the 9 at 9 DJ podcast. So make sure to tune in Monday 9 p.m. as always here on Twitch, twitch.tv/beerfinery. What else, guys?
Playlist listed in the Discord. We'll get those together, and I'll get those posted up in the Discord so you can join the Discord. We can get that link plugged in there. In fact, I'll do that right now. I'm going to plug
Everybody, make sure to click on the link on the chat. There's a Discord link that's up right now.
Oh.
Join the Discord community so you can, you know.
Friday.
Everything Friday. That we're doing.
Next Friday.
As far as, like, music playlists, any info. All the tips that we've done, tech tips, everything, it's all on the Discord. And yes, next Friday, right?
Yeah,
next Friday. Yep. So not this coming Friday, but next Friday, we are starting a raid train, Beat Refinery Fridays. The usual suspects, the 9 at 9 DJ crew, and we'll always have like a guest each and every week. So tune in for that. It starts at 12 p.m. East Coast time. every Friday, Beaver Friday, Friday starting February 5th. I think that's what it is.
February 5th.
Make sure to look out for that raid train. We're doing it here on this channel. Anything else, guys?
I think that's the game.
Who are we raiding?
We got 19 folks up in here.
Why don't you just go to Little Rock since we're on
Guilty Pleasures? Oh, yeah, we got to hand it over to Mr. Dawson's Creek.
We'll probably be playing some Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Definitely.
Once again, thank you for tuning in. We are going to pay it forward.
Show some love. Chat. Throw some emotes up to Little Rock. Let them know you came from the 9 and 9. See you in the chat.
Word up. Request Guilty Pleasures. Peace, y'all. Thank you, everybody in the chat, for being here. Participating.
Love.
Wouldn't have been the time
good music.
Word.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, y'all. Peace out.